the First Nighter program, a copyrighted feature, Coast to Coast, presented by Campana, the makers of Solitaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Balm, the famous hand lotion. Theater Time, Broadway, and another premiere is scheduled for the little theater off Times Square. If you're a lucky ticket holder, you're due for one of the most exciting experiences in Theaterland, an opening night performance of a brand new play. This is the occasion that will bring out dramatic critics, movie scouts, and of course a packed house, so we better be on our way. It's just a short walk around the corner. Will you join me? Broadway and 42nd Street. The sidewalks are jammed tonight with theater goers. And up ahead is the little theater off Times Square. Well, here we are at the little theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, here we are. And now that we're comfortably seated, let's have a look at the program. Tonight's brand new play is entitled Mother's Angel Children by Anthony Wayne. Barbara Luddy, our popular leading lady, tops the all-star cast. And opposite Miss Luddy is her guest leading man, Willard Waterman. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. Now, just before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his famous First Nighter Orchestra.
In a tail of yours. I'm going to fan this field with machine gun bullets and a line 18 inches above the ground. Any part of you that sticks up higher than that will have a slice taken off it. Okay. Start crawling.
Major Bob, I made it. I made it.
Attaboy, Neville.
Me too, Major Bob.
Yes, good work, sir. You're a fine pair of commandos.
We're Rangers.
Oh, but Rangers are American. The British have commandos.
I don't care. We're Rangers.
Hey, what's going on? Just because you've been over here 4 years, you mustn't forget your own country.
But I want to be an American like you, Major Bob.
Me too.
I think I'll have to speak to Grandma Davis. I don't believe Mr. Churchill would approve of the way she's raising you.
If it hadn't been for America, there wouldn't be any Mr. Churchill. His mother was an American.
Perhaps so. Oh, come, I've got to be getting back to the house. I'm due at Mitchell Field in 2 hours.
Look who's in front of the house.
Well, it's Cynthia. Say, maybe I'll get a lift out to the field. Hi there, Cynthia.
Hello, Bob, dear. Oh, and how's that dear little Sarah and her handsome brother Neville, hmm?
I'm fine, thank you, Miss Cynthia.
Me too, thank you.
I thought I might be going away, Major Davis.
Anywhere near Mitchell Field?
Why, right by their front door.
Oh, lucky me. I'll get my things and be right out.
You like Major Bob, don't you?
Why, yes, I think he's very nice.
You plan to marry him?
Well, no, it's just a little previous. Besides, it's for the man to decide.
That's what they say. But when it comes to marrying, I've decided that men are just putty in women's hands.
Neville, I'm afraid you've been watching some she-wolves in action.
All ready.
Oh, well, hop in.
Now, you mind your P's and Q's, children. Do as Grandma tells you. I'll be seeing you next weekend.
Goodbye, Major Bob.
Bye.
Grandma Davis?
Yes? What's eating you?
Grandma Davis, do you like Miss Cynthia?
Why?
Major Bob likes her, I think.
He likes ketchup on grapefruit, too.
Well, if he likes her, I ought to like her, too. But I don't.
Now, don't let it keep you awake, lad. Strictly off the record, I think she's a little twerp.
Me, too.
Good.
But now, sit down, both of you. I have some important news for you. Your mother sent you over here nearly 4 years ago, you know, so you'd be safe from the bombing in London.
Yes.
That probably was the hardest thing a mother could do, part for the children. She's missed you.
We've missed her, too.
Yes, I know, son. But she didn't want to bring you back until everything was safe in England again for children.
You mean we're going back?
Better than that, your mother's coming over for you.
Mommy's coming here?
She's coming to America?
If all goes well, she'll be right here with us in 4 days.
Sarah, did you hear that? Mother's coming.
Oh, goody.
She was lucky enough to get passage on the Clipper, so she'll be flying across the ocean.
Gosh, the lucky stiff.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah, we'll keep her here for a good visit before she takes you back to England.
Back to England?
Well, you shouldn't go before your school term is up.
No.
But we'll all plan to meet her at the airport Thursday.
Stop. There go the steps.
When do we see Mommy?
Come on. We're going out there if we have to rush this gate.
Neville. Sarah. Hello.
Hello. Mother.
Neville, oh, Mother's little boy. Grown to be such a big boy. And my baby, Sarah. You aren't a baby any longer. You're becoming a young lady. Oh, I want to squeeze you to death.
Hello, Margaret, darling.
Granny Davis.
Give me a kiss. Now, if I can just find a handkerchief, blow my nose, it'll be all right.
How'd you like your trip on the plane, Mother?
Well, it was thrilling, Neville. But I wish you could have been along. I remember how you've always loved airplanes.
I still do.
Me too.
Oh, do you, dear? Well, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we'll all be going back by boat.
Is it all arranged, Mother?
Well, you can forget it if it is, because you're not going for a while.
What do you mean?
You're going to have a good rest, some real food, and a little fun at my house first.
What a little man you've grown to be, Neville. You put yourself to bed and manage so wonderfully.
You forgot I've grown quite a bit since you saw me.
No, I don't, darling. I've grown every day, every minute with you. You don't know how much Mother missed her, big boy.
I missed you too, Mother.
Your daddy would be proud of you, Neville.
He was killed in France, wasn't he?
Yes. He died early in the war.
Was the Blitz over England very horrible, Mother?
Well, I'm glad you and Sarah were on this side of the water.
You're a stout fellow.
Thank you, Neville. I like that. Makes me feel warm all over. Good night, dear.
Good night, Mother, dear.
All in bed, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't know how happy Mommy is to be tucking her own little girl into bed again.
I'm very happy you're here.
So am I. And we'll never be separated again, you, Neville, and I. Ever.
You'll like America. We do.
I'm sure I shall.
Mommy.
Yes?
I think you're very pretty.
Now, whatever made you say that, Sarah?
But I do. I guess I just forgot how pretty you are.
Flatterer, but I love it. Now to sleep with you, darling. Good night.
Night.
Sarah?
Yes, Neville?
Shh. I want to talk to you.
What about?
About Mother.
Isn't she nice?
Sure. And I've been thinking.
What?
Well, she's all alone, isn't she?
She has us.
No, I mean she hasn't got a husband.
Hmm. Maybe she don't want one.
She ought to have one. She's young and pretty.
Yeah.
She ought to marry someone like Major Bob.
Wouldn't that be swell, Neville?
See? Then he'd be our father.
I like that. Let's tell her.
No. We gotta be secret like Indians. Because Major Bob likes Miss Cynthia.
Oh, her.
We gotta liquidate her first.
What does that mean? Liquidate her.
Fix it so Major Bob won't like her anymore. Then we fix it so he marries Mother.
But how can we do that, Neville?
Now I got a plan. Listen.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Welcome to the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
That lovely melody was inspired by a girl named Sylvia. Sylvia, whose face is so beautiful, it drifts through dreams. Smooth and adorable dream complexions, lovely enough to inspire instant admiration, are coming through from Hollywood to New York and right across the country, thanks to Solitaire, Campana's new cake makeup containing lanolin. So why don't you step out with a Solitaire complexion? Thrill to its even smoothness, its flattering natural color tones.
you'll welcome its dewy, fresh softness of texture and the clever way it helps to hide small skin blemishes. Yes, indeed, you'll love Solitaire, and others will love it on you. See for yourself how kind Solitaire is to your skin because of its lanolin-rich base. Lanolin, you know, helps prevent skin dryness. And listen, these busy days, are you always in a hurry? Well, then you'll adore the way Solitaire sponges on in a jiffy, stays smooth and even for hours and hours without retouching. It helps you look prettier longer. And let me impress you with this fact. Solitaire gives you one of the largest compacts of high-quality cake makeup on the market today for only 60 cents. Step up to your favorite cosmetic counter and insist on Solitaire in any one of six flattering shades.
Your mother's not here, children.
It's Miss Cynthia.
Yes.
The time has come, Sarah.
Let her have it.
Hello, Miss Cynthia.
Hello, Neville. And how are you, Sarah, dear?
Very well, thank you.
Where's Major Bob?
Oh, he's changing his clothes. He'll be down in a minute.
Oh.
I haven't seen your mother. What do you have there, marble?
Yes.
Miss Cynthia? Don't you think my mommy's pretty?
Oh, yes, I do, Sarah. I think she's lovely.
That's what Major Bob said.
She's so young.
He did?
Yes, and a lot more, too.
Really?
Well, he said he liked her better than you.
Oh?
But he said you hung on to him like a bloodsucker and you didn't know how to shake him.
Now, just a minute. This is a little too thick.
What about it, Sarah?
That's what he said.
I don't believe a word of it.
He said Mother's the kind of girl he'd like to marry.
So that's what's behind it all.
He thinks you're a big twerp.
No, Neville. A little one.
Why, you impudent little... Listen to me, you little brat. I'll have you deported. I'll have you turned in as alien. Did you
hear? What kind of talk is that? What's going on here?
Bob, these children have been positively rude.
Well, I don't see any reason for you to... Oh, wait till I answer that phone.
Look, Sarah. I can put both these marbles in my mouth.
Be careful. You might swallow them. What, Neville? What's the matter?
You swallowed a marble. It's stuck in his throat.
That's Mommy's fan.
Yes. Yes. Now turn him upside down and slap his back. Come here, Neville. Now I've got your feet over the chair. Get it out, you little demon.
Cynthia, leave that child alone.
What?
She's beating Neville.
Yes, I saw it. I think this is disgraceful, Cynthia.
What do you mean?
For you to lose your temper to such an extent you'd beat a child, it's barbaric.
So, it's barbaric, is it?
Well, maybe they were rude, but they're only children. You might attempt to control yourself.
And you might stick your head in the mud puddle. You and these brats and the lovely Mrs. Baldwell.
Well, why do you bring their mother into this?
I didn't bring her in. She came in on reverse lend-lease, and she's plenty reverse as far as I'm concerned.
That's a fine way for a lady to talk.
Who said I'm a lady? I mean, of course I'm a lady. But one thing, Major Bob Davis, I'm not going to fight the Battle of Britain all over again. Goodbye.
Cynthia, wait. Oh, go on, then.
She did.
Women. They're the root of all trouble.
Pretty rude, though, don't you think, Major Bob?
I hope I never see another one again.
Hello, everyone.
You didn't get your hope, Major Bob.
No. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Mother. Is something wrong?
Wrong? What could be wrong?
Well, Cynthia just whizzed by me, spurting flames like a spitfire.
You're lucky she didn't dive on you.
But when I said hello, she responded with a peculiar noise that I think was meant to be unpleasant.
Does it sound like this, Mother?
That's it? Whatever does it mean?
In a nutshell, Mother, nuts to you.
It's called a bounce cheer.
Oh, I didn't realize she was cheering me.
Hello, everybody. Rick, what's her name?
Who?
You know, thingamabob.
Oh, you mean Cynthia?
She took a powder.
Oh.
Look, Margaret, I have two tickets for that new show, The Voice of the Parrot. Why not join me, and we'll go in town tonight and see it.
That dirty show, it's not fit for a lady to see.
By the way, you got an extra ticket?
Granny, you're incorrigible.
How about it, Margaret?
I'd love to, Bob, but really, I shouldn't leave the children here alone.
Alone? What do I look like, Banquo's ghost? Never mind, maybe I do.
But I don't think it's fair to ask you...
Stuff
to...
for nonsense. If that tightwad son of mine makes you an offer, take him up.
Now, Granny.
Very well, I'll go. Thank you, Bob.
Mother?
Yes, Neville?
What makes people fall in love?
That's a very difficult question to answer, Neville.
Well, suppose you wanted two people to fall in love. How could you make them?
Darling, don't tell me you fancy yourself as Cupid.
Of course not. Cupid's just a little kid that goes around with no clothes on.
Actually, I've never been very good at matchmaking. One usually tries to arrange for the two people to be thrown together a lot, I believe.
But what if nothing happens?
I really don't know. They say that jealousy sometimes acts as a spark to love.
Jealousy, huh?
This is a very deep subject for a little boy. Why not bother yourself with marbles or cricket and let romance wait until you're older?
Yeah, maybe I'd better. By the way, you notice how much Major Bob hangs around you when he's here?
Oh, he's just being nice because I'm a guest here.
Oh, yes?
Major Bob is a gentleman.
Well, even if he is, he likes you.
Neville, your imagination is positively running away with you.
His imagination when he tells me so?
Oh, did he?
Certainly.
Well...
Hello, children. What's cooking?
Fried chicken. For dinner.
Where's your mother?
Over next door at Mr. Bancroft.
At Bancroft?
Oh, he's been seeing a lot of Mother lately.
That weak-kneed draft dodger?
Mother thinks he's nice.
She does, huh?
Yeah, and he's taken quite a shine to Mother.
Oh, it's incredible. I thought your mother had better taste.
He's very wealthy, too.
Now, never mind. Don't tell me any more. What do you kids think of him?
Us? I don't like him. Me, too. I just hope Mother doesn't marry him. But we want her to be happy.
Hey, wait a minute. Here comes your mother across the lawn now. You kids duck. I want to talk to her alone.
Okay, Major Bob. We won't listen.
Hello, Bob. Just get in?
Yes. Been visiting our attractive neighbor?
Tom Bancroft? Yes. You know, I'm fascinated with him. He's growing orchids.
Lovely. Where's he growing them? In his hair?
Well, that's an odd thing to say, Bob.
Been seeing quite a bit of this Bancroft, haven't you?
No, just occasionally.
Charming moron, isn't he?
Bob, it isn't possible. You're not jealous.
Who's jealous? Why should I be jealous? Me, jealous.
Perhaps I was mistaken.
Perhaps I was, too. I gave you credit for better judgment than a guy like Bancroft.
Who, for instance?
Well, all right. Me. All right. I might be in love with you.
Isn't this rather sudden?
Not more so than Bancroft. Of course, he's got plenty of spare time and plenty of dough. I'm just on army pay.
That's a rather ugly thing to say, Bob.
Well, it's true. A couple of millions isn't to be sneezed at. But you might think of your children. You suppose they want Bancroft for a father?
Think of my children. Do you suppose I let them leave me for 4 years because I liked it?
Well, they don't like him.
They have nothing to worry about. I barely know Tom Bancroft. I tried to be pleasant because he's your neighbor.
Am I supposed to believe that?
Whether you do or not is a matter of complete indifference to me. But it's rather obvious that I've already overstayed my welcome here.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Please, Margaret. I didn't mean...
Let's forget it. But the children and I will be leaving just as soon as I can book passage.
Many of you ladies have been asking a question that I would like to answer. The question is, how can I keep my hands soft and smooth regardless of the extra work I'm doing? All right, here's the answer. Replace the natural oils your skin loses with lanolin. You see, when your skin loses its natural oils due to hard work, exposure, and frequent washing, it becomes dry and parched looking. The softness and smoothness is gone. So the answer is, keep your skin supplied with a substance which scientists say most nearly duplicates the functions of the natural oils of the skin. And that substance is lanolin. And lanolin is contained in Campana Cream Balm. So when your hands lose their natural oils and become dry and unlovely, turn first to Campana Cream Balm containing lanolin. Now keep in mind that Campana Cream Balm contains lanolin in addition to all its other skin-softening ingredients. And you'll understand why this new lotion with lanolin is growing in popularity daily. Campana Cream Balm is lusciously creamy, instantly soothing, delightfully fragrant, and completely free of after-use stickiness. So don't let your hands lose their appeal to romance. Ask for Campana Cream Balm in the yellow and white carton. If your hands are extra sensitive and extra dry from spring house cleaning duties, you may prefer Campana's other lotion, Original Campana Balm, in the green and white carton. An extra rich, concentrated lotion for extra busy hands.
Downstairs, Mother.
Oh, I've some mending to do, and I'm more comfortable up here in the bedroom.
Maybe you don't want to see Major Bob, either.
Why do you say that?
I heard him telling Granny that he acted like a heel.
He said that?
Uh-huh. He seemed awfully unhappy.
Well, he acted very badly indeed.
Are you mad at him, Mother?
Now, never. You mustn't bother yourself about this. We'll be leaving for home shortly, and I shall be glad to get back to England.
This kind of seems like home to me.
Yes, you've become quite Americanized. That's only natural after 4 years.
Mother?
Yes?
Are you in love with Mr. Bancroft?
Darling, I'm not in love with anyone except my own little Sarah and Neville.
Not with anyone?
Not with anyone. Now go along and play. My, but you're an old worrier.
Haven't been busy for 20 years.
Could I talk to you?
Why not?
Man to man? Me too.
Sit down. You interest me strangely.
Sit here, Sarah.
Now, why are the brows all furrowed with care?
Granny, I'm a dope.
Is that all?
We spoiled everything. Sarah and I wanted Mother and Major Bob to fall in love and get married.
Then Major Bob would be our father.
We'd be Americans and wouldn't have to go back.
Well, so far, so good.
Of course, first of all, we had to get Major Bob out of love with Miss Cynthia.
So we liquidated her.
Why, you infamous, depraved, ruthless little rapscallions. Nice word.
But Major Bob didn't fall in love with Mother then, so we decided to make him jealous.
Go on.
You know the rest. He got so jealous he got mad. Made Mother mad. Now they won't speak to each other.
They've been mad for 3 weeks.
Yes, yes, I'd say you lost things up in good shape.
It's all my fault, too.
What can we do, Granny? Everything would be fine if they just get married.
Well, let me put my thinking cap on. See if I can unravel this.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Oh, gosh. It's Miss Cynthia.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Davis. And there's those two darling children.
Hello, Miss Cynthia.
Hello.
Bob isn't here.
Oh, too bad. I did want to see him.
You're not mad at us?
Mad at you? Why, Neville, I love you dearly. If it hadn't been for you, I'd still be going with Bob and would never have met Tom.
Well, who's this lucky fellow, Tom?
Tom Bancroft. Haven't you heard? We're being married next week. Imagine me with all that money. I don't know what to do with it.
I don't suppose so.
Well, tell Bob, won't you? And the children's mother. Oh, I'm as happy as a bird. Goodbye.
Goodbye. A bird, huh? Probably a vulture.
Neville, everything's gone backwards. He's getting married instead of Mother.
Yeah, I'm a fine Cupid.
Listen here. I think I've got a plan. You go out and play. And I'll call you when I have it all ready.
Hi, Mother.
Well, haven't seen you since lunch.
Are we late for dinner?
No, it's only 5:30. Where have you been?
Oh, Margaret and I took a little walk.
Margaret and you?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you two were glaring at each other.
No, not anymore. We patched all that up.
Well, I'm glad of that.
You know, I think she's the most wonderful girl in the world, Bunny.
You certainly run from cold to hot in a hurry.
As a matter of fact, I want to talk to you about her.
Yes?
I don't believe you're going to approve, but...
Bob!
Oh, what's the matter, Margaret?
Oh, Bob, the children. They've run away.
Run away?
Look at this note.
We wanted you and Major Bob to get married, so he would be our father. Margaret, do you hear that?
Yes, but read on.
But you're mad at each other, and we don't want to go back to England, so we're going west. Goodbye, Neville and Sarah.
We've got to find them, Bob. Perhaps something's happened to
them.
Well,
they can't be very far.
Oh, and to think I was afraid to tell them.
Tell them what?
That Bob and I were married last week.
You were married?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mother. I was going to tell you.
Well, I was afraid the children might not understand or approve of my marrying again. Neville, Sarah. Oh, my darlings.
You and Major Bob are really married?
Yes, really, dear.
We didn't run away.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't.
Yes, but why did you leave the note saying you were?
We wanted you to get married, and Granny thought that that might bring you to your senses.
Oh, Granny.
No, don't look at me like that. You ought to have married her a month ago.
Gosh, yes. We had an awful time getting you two married.
Margaret, it seems we've been a little slow about things.
Well, kids, looks like you're a couple of Yankees now. How's it feel?
Hunky-dory. Boy, I'm right in the groove now. Oh, boy, me too.
And the curtain falls on another performance in the little theater off Times Square. Miss Luddy and Mr. Waterman are in front of our footlights.
And now our leading lady, Miss Luddy, has a message for you from the government.
1944 is the year when we carry the war to our enemy. This is when we must throw into the fight everything we've got. So keep in mind every day that paper and cardboard are vital war materials. Save every bit of paper and all kinds of used cardboard boxes. Look in the attic or storeroom. Collect all you can. If you have any trouble getting your waste paper picked up, call the radio station to which you are listening.
Before we move out of the theater, let me invite you to be with us again next week at this same time when Barbara Luddy will be starred in an original romance entitled Tall Like a Queen. Now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. Fersenter.
Good night.
The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Listen, men. Tomorrow morning, right after you shave, try using Dress Skin, Campana's famous aftershave lotion. Makes your face feel cool, comfortable, refreshed, well-groomed. Yes, sir, Dress Skin, spelled DRESKIN, is again available in limited quantities. Ask for Dress Skin at any drugstore. This is Mutual.